Chapter 29.
How much worse can it be? I said. And besides, I showed him the white scales in the palm of my hand. I think it's getting better. Sasha took my hand in hers and traced her fingers over it.
I've never felt live dragon scales before. At least not on a man, she said. They're beautiful.
That made me feel good. After all, how could something beautiful be bad? I knew I was good.
Sasha, please. Can't you tell he's enough in love with himself already?
He paused, looking at me.
You like it, dragon, don't you? The raw power it contains.
I reached over, refilling my glass of wizard's water.
Wouldn't you, Bezog? Power, yes. Cursed power, no. Listen, have you ever seen a black dragon before?
I shook my head.
There's a reason for that,
he said, sitting back up in his chair.
They're all dead. They all died in the last dragon war.
So? I shrugged. I'm sure many dragons died off in the last dragon war. Rising to his feet, Bezog walked over to the fire, rubbing his hands.
How much did your father tell you about the great dragon war?
I had to think about that. My father had told me many things, but he never spoke about the dragon wars, and I'd never really given them much thought until now.
I see,
Bezog continued.
Just so you know, legends say that it was the black dragons that started the great dragon war.
I fell back in the sofa, glancing at Sasha's eyes. I could see she was worried.
And my father killed them?
I asked. Bezog shook his head slightly, saying,
We don't know that he killed them. Any of the dragons could have killed them. But they were the cause. They were the solution.
I pulled my arm from Sasha. It was no wonder my father was so furious with me. Black dragon scales. A reminder of the war. But why did I have them? I was good, after all.
Bezog, how come I never heard of this? The black dragons. The war. You'd think I would have crossed paths with it by now.
There are legends and histories, some true, some not. In some cases, neither. Others, both.
That's not really an answer.
Well, the Great Dragon War might be over, but the evil remains. Much of it is hidden from our eyes, but some of it is right in front of us, mixing the truth with lies.
I took another drink because I was feeling weary again.
Like the clerics of Barnabas?
I sighed.
Do you know the legend of Barnabas' dragon?
Sasha said.
Well, enough, I suppose.
Oh, show him, Bezog. Show him how the story unfolded.
She batted her eyes at him.
Please.
He frowned at first and then smiled, saying,
You know I can never tell you no.
She huffed.
You tell me no all the time.
Only when I study.
She whispered in my ear.
That's all the time.
He brushed his black hair past the point of his elven ear and said,
I heard that.
Then with a twitch of his fingers, the flame swirled into a sea of color. In the flames, the image of a mighty man appeared, fully armored, carrying a great sword over his shoulder.
Barnabas,
Bezog said.
One of the few legionnaires who aided the good dragons in battle.
The image of Barnabas was doused in flames, as a dragon appeared from behind.
I love this part,
Sasha said, hugging my arm. Barnabas turned and ran his sword right through his heart. The flames roared out, and only Barnabas remained. You could see nothing of the man, only his armored metal shell.
Barnabas, the histories say, killed the last black dragon. It was his bravery and his sword, Striker, that ended the war. But the clerics of Barnabas would have Nalzambor believe differently. Under his name, they claim to protect us from all kinds of dragons, claiming they are evil, dangerous. We know better, but most people don't. They fear dragons. They loathe them. They capture them and sell them from the temples of Barnabas.
Oh, I hate those clerics, Sasha said, reddening. I'd kill them all if you'd let me.
It's not our fight, dearest.
I eyed Bezog, saying,
What's that supposed to mean?
Holding his hands up, he added,
At least not yet, dragon. I'm fascinated by you and your kind. But it's the people I protect, not dragons. That's your charge. But,
he bowed,
I'll help you with whatever you can do.
I felt that Bezog was holding back. Wizards always did.
Tell me where the dragons are.
I can't help much more, dragon. They're hiding. The clerics have their ears, and they have been as thick as wolves' fur out there. And then you of all people come strolling into this city, knowing full well they've a bounty on you.
I jumped to my feet.
How did you know that?
He rolled his eyes. I threw my arms up.
Of course you knew. All right, Bezog, if you don't want to help, just say so.
I slammed my glass down on the table. Sasha grabbed me, saying,
Dragon, behave yourself. You know Bezog means well.
Does he?
Sorry, Sasha, but I don't have time for games. I took the risk of coming here, certain you'd help me out. But all you offer is fairy tales and water. I glared at Bezog.
Let me out of this crazy place.
I scoured the room but saw no door.
Calm yourself, dragon,
Bezog demanded.
You need rest, and your fresh wounds need to be healed. Have a few hours of peace. I'll see if I can find something, and you can leave when I do.
Let me out now, wizard.
You're a guest. You can leave whenever you wish. But what about your friend Ben? Will you abandon him as well?
I'd forgotten about Ben, but I didn't care. I just wanted out of there.
Yes. Goodbye, Sasha. I hope you stay well.
She kissed me on the cheek and said,
Be careful.
I shot Bezog another look, and then I closed my eyes. Remembering how this went, I thought of the front door. I opened my eyes and saw the gargoyle knocker. Behind me, the stairs. Maybe I'd been hasty. Maybe I'd been rude. But I had things to do. I stomped down the stairs.
I don't need your help anyway.
Bezog, what is wrong with you?
Sasha said.
Dragon is our friend, and he needs us.
He sighed as he took her by the hand and said,
Yes, he does. But we cannot help him. Only he can help himself. If he can't, we'll all need help.
What do you mean?
Bezog strolled over to his massive table and opened his book.
I read something that I can only assume is true.
Sasha gathered beside him, eyes intent of the pages.
What does it say? You know I can't read it yet.
He said nothing.
Bezog, what does it say?
She demanded. He cleared his throat.
The ancient scribes say,
And the black dragons were vanquished. And peace was on Nalzimbor until the black dragons returned. So it was. So it has been. A circle. And the last black dragon shall envelop the world forever.
He closed the book and finished.
This is much bigger than us. I feel for his father. I feel for the world.